guys and see if there isn't some other way to do this. On trail crews or something. Yeah. Well, we're gonna be working on that. But he said, what's going to start to happen is the guys like Jennings Randolph are going to begin buttonholing the president and everybody in sight and bitching about the fact that we're tightening up.
I got the word.
Okay.
And I'll stand.
Okay.
But you and I know what we have to do.
Well, and I have indicated to him what we have to do in pretty much no uncertain terms. But he's going to be making a lot of noise in the next few weeks. And he's going to be catching a lot of congressional flack because this is going to just get tough. And he's firing guys for dropping packages, and he's going to fire some top guys in the post office that have been around there a long time.
Why do they come to you, Bishop, Mark? Why, in the name of God, who's got a regular staff, it's all Kennedy, it's the same, with an interlocking.
Mankiewicz, yeah.
Well, in the name of Christ, would he got everything going for him anyway, step into that IDP?
Can't imagine.
I mean, but is he not?
Well,
let me say this. To say that any corporation hasn't paid taxes. Anybody knows, I mean, there, a lot of people get away without paying taxes. But what the hell kind of corporation, you know? I mean, I suppose you'd say whoever you're doing that because they lost money. I think he knew God that money was losing money.
Well, more than that, he said it's because they took a business deduction for their contribution to San Diego.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. A multi-billion-dollar corporation could get out of paying taxes for a business deduction, which they haven't taken because they haven't spent the money yet.
He had to be dumb to swallow that, but somebody in his staff had to be super dumb to feed it to him. Yeah.
Well, I was rather amazed, according to Colson, apparently said that some of the press were getting after him. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it was quite a bit in the paper this morning. And on the news last night, on the television.
God, you can imagine what they've done to me.
Oh, of course.
Charles Johnson, can you imagine? Christ, you know they were ridden me out of public graph. No, I'm not kidding.
I
liberal step here. That's really something to me. But not because, I mean, you can accuse people of banality and the rest, but it, on its face, any individual would know that is untrue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Could be possible. A little sneak of $400,000 deduction, assuming that Chris can.
You know what occurred to me on
that? They could deduct it, I suppose, if they are spent, they haven't spent it yet.
You know what occurred to me was he was on a panel show where this happened.
Yeah.
Issues and Answers or something. Yeah. It occurred to me that maybe one of the panelists said that to him ahead of the show, and his staff didn't have a crack at it, and that he was just dumb enough to swallow it. And the panel set him up and asked him a question, and he hit it.
Oh, the panel said before I heard him.
Well, no, I would imagine it was in good faith.
Yeah, yep. Trying to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably came up and said, you know, that they gave $400,000, didn't pay any taxes.
Yeah, see, that kind of thing might
precisely be the chief. For one of the few times they handled themselves, the police got out the fact they paid several million something in taxes.
Yeah, from their annual report. It was just right there.
Was it all? He could have checked the end.
Oh, yeah.
It's all published.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I remember something about corporations. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
Am I right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's one income tax return that is not inviolate. Is it the income tax return of a corporation?
Well, it's inviolate in its terms. As a newspaper man could go over here and get it, but it shows up in their annual report. It shows up in the SEC file. It is, of course, not. And so it's a matter of public record. But,
sure, but they'll reach for him. And it's, of course, old Burbley, if you're reading the there, he just, you know, he got away with that very nicely, but the government is serious to get away with it. But Stuber just said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to say hi. I was just going to tell you this. Well, we think of our problems, let me say. They got it there, so it shouldn't flood and everything. They're beginning to show a little bit.
Yeah. They're calling up.
confusing to the bears. Parking shoot, shoot is the ICP claims like it's private airline.
Yeah, and he denies it.
Oh, I'm sure he denies it. No, it's true. He's a venal son of a bitch.
And there's probably.
And there's a hell of a lot of congressmen, senators, Republicans, and Democrats that ride those planes all over the place.
Bob Wilson.
I was vice president, but I never did. It was smart.
Bob Wilson must be shaking in his boots. I bet he rides them home every time he goes anywhere. Because he's a whore for ICP.
Who is he?
Oh, God. That's terrible.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Goes chair.
No. He's been tied to ICP for years. The first time I ever heard of ICT around here was from Bob Wilson.
Who put the main pressure on? Remember when you came in and discussed that case, you know, and I called, remember, you came and discussed that case, and generally that you were saying McLaren is not following our policies on antitrust.
That's right.
And I don't know whether ICT did, but who was putting the main pressure on you?
Jenny?
On you? Why was it planning?
Oh, right here, yeah.
How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sure.
Was it planning? But that's his job, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you get pressure from Manning, too?
No. No. Wilson. Conley. Wilson in the first instance.
Conley?
No.
Conley didn't call.
Never heard from Conley.
Peterson?
No.
You didn't. And so the way, but on the other hand, you were working on it because of the antitrust. You were in charge of the antitrust thing.
We were doing an antitrust policy study.
That's right. Antitrust policy study, and this was a violation of it.
That's right.
But let me ask you, who was putting that? Was Flanagan, you say?
Yeah, Flanagan from in-house was the source person. Then there was one time when you apparently had had a conversation with Janine at one of these Fat Cat deals and had referred him to Colson and me.
No, I never met him. Never saw him with that.
Well, I got a memo up that asked me to meet with him.
Well, it wasn't from me. From me?
I thought so. Anyway, that was an occasion then for me to meet with Janine for the first time. Chuck sat in. And then I met with him a second time.
It must have been Colson then. It's Colson probably.
Well.
Great. Colson might have been Colson.
He was expressly asked to sit in.
By Janine?
By the memo. And I assumed from the memo, without ever discussing it with you, that you had had some brushing contact with him at the party or a meeting or something.
Never had.
Well, in any event, Chuck and I had one meeting with him, then I had another meeting with him myself, and it was always on the question of bigness as a policy question of whether bigness was actionable to grant a trust. And between the meetings,
how did Colson get into it though? I mean,
just because the memo specifically said that we were to meet with Janine together. I'll dig it out. My impression is that
it might be that I wonder
that you had some contact with him.
No, never did.
Well, I don't know. I'll
remember.
Yeah,
I would remember because I also got. I mean, I don't let these people talk to me in these things.
Well, I'll dig it out because it's, as I recall, it's either from Butterfield or from the staff secretary, or from Bob, one or the other. But the inference of it is that you had a contact, or that.
What probably more likely is that Janine was at one of those finance business things, and raised this issue with somebody.
Could be.
That's my guess, because he was at those, but we never had Janine at, I'm quite, he could be, he was at the White House, but never in a small group.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't have been in any group where I had just talked to him. I never sat by.
Let me dig it out. I don't recall.
And I'd like to see it.
All right.
So I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well, Peter,
I had the feeling myself, my recollection was that you were catching help from somebody in staff on it. That's why you brought it up.
Well, that was Peter.
But you were rather mature. Remember, you came.
Oh, absolutely. And then remember, we had a meeting with Mitchell.
I know. The next day.
Yep.
Mitchell came in, and Mitchell, to his credit, was dragging his feet on it. Yep. You realize this involves the biggest kind of case that involves. get a resignation and all the rest of it, and I said, well, John, see what you can handle.
Yeah.
That was the way we went.
That's correct.
But the, here's the place where Mitchell and, well, certainly Mitchell and certain clients are taking a bad rap.
Oh, of course.
The record was from here.
Yep.
And also, the record from here, however, was on policy. There's nobody, you didn't know anybody in contribution.
Absolutely not.
I never
contribution
heard.
Never Never did.
Did Brandon?
But I can't believe that he did.
I
doubt it. Because I don't think any of us
will. The whole thing had to do with the basic policy thing of big business.
And whether we were kicking business
also,
around.
And at that time, having another Penn Central on our hands.
That's right.
Remember, that was the thing you brought up.
Well, and Janine, you see, was arguing that these offshore companies were affecting our balance of trade.
Yeah.
And
that's why you got
to talk. That's right.
And about all that.
Yep.
I would like to see that.
All right, let me dig it out. So, I've got all the ITT stuff under lock and key.
Yeah. Oh, it's all right. Well, write the whole story or something. And the story is a very good one. The only thing that Bob says, the problem is that both Mitchell and Kleinbeast, from the very beginning, said, sure, we talked to him. That's what they should have said.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Yeah.
And I think what happened is that neither really remembered. I'm sure Mitchell was probably sophisticated and didn't give a goddamn thought, you know what I mean? He was
early. Well, I think Mitchell comes off pretty well in this.
Yeah.
I think Kleinbeast got caught on that O'Brien letter, which is too bad.
The letter to O'Brien?
Yeah. Where he very categorically denied any connection with it.
That's what you would.
Right. Yes, sir.
But you did get a little time off. They sure did. What I was going to say, and I told Bob that you, there's only Bob. You, Colson, Bob, and Kissinger. The others, I mean, they all work hard and everything, but you've got to watch your others to see if any indispensable man can take away. But the four of you have got to stay in reasonably good shape. And so I was urging you to use the 3 or 4 day weekend as often as possible. And I would urge you also with Camp David to use it. Because you see, around Camp David, you never need to be concerned if I am there because of the balance of the facility.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got your tennis courts, you've got the swimming pool, and you've got the wharf. And by the 1st of June, you'll have the new Kelsey.
Yeah.
And I think you do it. So, this is a good time to do it on the 3 or 4 days of the shop.
Okay,
as soon as I just call it off, we're refreshing other places. I was talking about the Florida trip. And maybe I don't rethink it now. On the basis that I'll have him go along and then come back up to the agreement. But I just, I mean, I don't say, all right, well, I see what we need to kind of see. I don't know. It seemed to me that, and I will, we'll make no decision on whatever, but I've got to cancel something for Friday night. But we'll make no damn decision on whatever. Until that day, we've got to see what it is.
So, right.
Well, in this case, I would go Thursday, you know, I mean, hell, I haven't hauled it down there for one day.
Oh, I see, yeah.
No, I would go Thursday, I would finish off that thing up there in Philadelphia and get the hell on Florida.
Just go from there.
Sure.
That's not a bad idea either.
You see, if I do the Philadelphia one, I would just go up there and after finishing Philadelphia, I'd go to Florida.
Yeah.
But the basis would be that I would be going and we would take, but I would take Henry along so that we're sort of watching the war, if you get what I mean. Yeah, we'll have to take a hard look at it though. We've got to see what public attitudes are and so forth and so on. I feel that we can, however, just if we get into a box, just almost time and time again. And I've been pretty much this way at this point. But if we get into a box and not going, every time we think there's some people think we ought to be here, I'm just not going to get there very often enough. You know what I mean? There's going to be something else that week. You know?
Yep.
Something else is going to be affected. I mean, maybe they think, well, Christ, he ought to be up and working on the busing station this week, or he ought to be preparing for this week, or he ought to be doing this week, or, you know, question. I don't know. This may be a different kind of thing. But the other side of this coin, of course, is that in terms of this one, if this were American involvement, in other words, like a Cambodian or Laotian operation, I wouldn't dream of doing it. Cambodia certainly not, and Laotia probably not, because we were pretty heavily involved with our helicopters. But here, where it is basically American involvement only in air, it's a quite different kind of a ballgame, an invasion. Don't you think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you mind?
Yes, I do. I don't think it's a problem. As I said, unless just, you know, all of a sudden all hell breaks loose or something.
Yes. But I feel that it's the need of, you know, that sun, salt, and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
It's very difficult to listen. You just got to take all you can of it at this period.
Oh, I got you.
And, you know, we're going to do pretty well. That trip to California will be a good time. In August?
July.
Yeah, July. And incidentally, I think we may operate out of California some. The more I think of it, I think we could operate out of California some.
I do too.
See what I mean? I think that the press corps will be out of here anyway. I mean, I think we can, they're going to be covering the Democratic candidate and they'll be covering us, and I think we can run the damn White House thing out of there so to a certain extent. You might.
Some of the time. Can it? I don't think you want to stay for any long extended period on August.
No, after July 15th, I shall come back. well, at least I thought I could tell you, but is it, leave it the same, say, I don't, the same signal for Sabres and Sir Mountain Camp David, but, I think, I would not feel that I want to go there without having to go. I think he'd have to go, because I've got to watch, I've got to get those damn data reports, and I don't want to do it on the phone, and I've got to say, like, if I want to cut off the bombing or something, I've got to do it myself. And then on Saturday night, he can go up to the gridiron, I'll only miss one day, and nobody's going to be worried about
Sunday, you know, yeah.
Sunday, I'll come back Sunday night. What I'd like to have done, it'd be nice for him too, is this, I think Hague should come down on Saturday and replace the